Looking for low-stress ways to create a healthier, non-toxic environment in your home? The Green Divas make it fun and easy with useful information for making a beautiful and eco-friendly Green Diva home. Yay, another at-home Green Divas at home with Dr. Karen Lee. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Ben. You just caught me drinking my tea.
She's about to. Yeah, because we're having fun here. We're just a couple of gals having tea. And
I love this studio.
Yakking about. Yeah, this is the first time you've been to this studio.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's a lot of
cozy.
Fun.
Yep.
I know.
I'm going to get my own desk in that corner.
Yeah, see? I know. You'll be back.
I will.
So today, we're going to talk about bathroom and how we can have a healthier, non-toxic bathroom. And I know that there's a couple of things. And when we were talking, I said, oh, I have this one drain in my master shower that is really annoying. It just periodically backs up, and then my husband has to kind of fish out.
You know, it's funny, not so funny. This morning when I was leaving, and rushing to take my shower, I'm like, I noticed the water was kind of collecting, you know, by my feet. I'm like, oh, I got to do my.
Don't you hate that?
I hate that. I really do. Because, you know, I have long hair and I'm at that age.
Hello.
And everything falls out. And I, you know, there's nothing worse than stepping on my own hair and pooled water. And I said, oh, I gotta do my usual monthly cleaning over here in my drain. And I tell you.
And that's about what it is for us. You know,
yeah.
We have like a periodic.
You have to, just like everything else. Like I mentioned, you know, maintaining all your appliances.
Yeah.
It's just like cars.
Yeah.
You gotta maintain your drain pipes too. Because one of these days.
Apparently.
Yeah. One of these days, you're going to have to call that man.
So you have some non-toxic way to do this. I know you do.
Well, because I do every month. What you have to do is you have to get some hot, really hot. If your water, hot water temperature is not that hot, you have to boil water so that it'll get to be that hot temperature.
Okay.
And baking soda.
Mm.
So what you do is you pour baking soda as much as your drain will allow it to go down. So if the baking soda gets wet, you kind of have to like use your finger to kind of push
it down.
Yeah, push it down. But you want to push it down as much as the drain will hold.
Really? Okay.
And then let it sit there for five to 10 minutes, if you can wait that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about 10 minutes or so, you pour the hot water into the drain and let it kind of slowly drain.
Okay.
And then after that, you want to mix a little more. You want to pour a little more baking soda and then pour down about a cup of vinegar.
Ah, white vinegar.
Yeah, white vinegar. But the key is you have to clog the, you know, there's a little hole, like an air hole for the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the side of the of the bathtub, like usually underneath the faucet.
Right.
There's a hole there. You want to close that hole and close the drain. So you want to keep the gas inside, as it bubbles.
Yeah.
You want to close both holes so that reaction of baking soda and
the vinegar
bubbling happens.
The little volcano.
Yeah. Yeah,
you want the little science experiment with all the kids?
You want the volcano to happen in your drain.
Yeah.
Believe me, it's not going to explode.
Because it'll go down. Yeah.
Right. What that does is that the first step of adding the baking soda, what that does with the hot water, it loosens up any kind of debris, hair, gross scum, stuff like that just gets loosened up a little bit.
Right.
And then adding the baking soda and the white vinegar will create that
pressure. Yeah.
Well, you know, it creates that bubble and it'll just loosen up even more and it'll make it go down.
Cool.
So then after that, then pour the hot water again. And it'll just flush everything out. If it doesn't work the first time, just repeat it one more time.
And it will even work on a ball of hair?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be my husband's best friend if this works.
My hair is really coarse and it's very long. And it doesn't matter if I use a little strainer.
Yeah.
Some of it always end up going down the drain. So after about a month, I have to do this.
So this will work even if it's just I don't have a bathtub up there. It's just a shower drain.
Sure.
Okay.
Any kind of drain.
All right.
It doesn't matter. And this is so much better than using that caustic chemical Drano that, you know, that everybody uses, or calling that man, the rooter,
that man
who will come in with, you know, expensive bill.
Just say no to crack.
Yeah, exactly. So just doing it every month will prevent really bad, you know, clogged drain. And one quick tip is your shower head.
Yeah.
What I usually do once a month again is if you have one of those handheld showers, you can take it off the holder, put it in a bowl filled with white vinegar, and leave the shower head in there for a good half hour.
And that's especially good if you have the hard water and you get that residue, right?
Right. Minerals. And then it just gets, you know, it gets the hole really, you know, caked on with the minerals and salts. If you can't take it off, what you do is you fill like a Ziploc bag or something, fill it up with white vinegar, and then put it around the shower head. Use a rubber band or something to like tie it and leave it there for, you know, an hour or so, or maybe even overnight. I don't know; it depends.
Now, what do you quickly? What if it's possible? Do quickly. What do you do with mildew and that mold that cuts in the grout?
First of all, don't use Clorox.
Yeah.
Using bleach on the mold, all you're doing is literally just changing the color of the mold. You're not killing the mold.
Yeah,
so that's the popular belief, that you have to use bleach to kill the mold around the bathtub. But the best way to do it, actually, what I do is, first of all, you have to get rid of the moisture, right? So you have to wipe down as much as you can. I don't sometimes. So I do get that. And I use vinegar to wipe it down, as vinegar is like the best. But when you see that, I don't know, like different coloration around the, you know, the joints.
Yeah.
What I do is I have T-shirt strips that I cut out, and I soak that in hydrogen peroxide.
Oh.
And then I put it around the bathtub for about an hour or so. Not too long, because what happens is that it will, especially if you have a silicone caulking, it'll hydrogen peroxide will eat up the silicone.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, so you don't want to have that. If you just have regular grout, then you could leave it on for a while, and it'll kill mold, and you won't see that discoloration.
Okay.
But if you have silicone, you got to be careful. You don't leave it on too long. But hydrogen peroxide is the way to go.
Well, I know Karen will give us a post with some tips, you know, including all this fun stuff.
Cleaning is fun, isn't it?
Cleaning is fun.
But really, using non-toxic cleaners is really the way to go.
Well, it's not just for us, but all this stuff goes down the drains and into systems. And depending on the kind of water system you're connected to, it can get into the environment.
Well,
and
look at all the microbeads that end up in the water system, even though it goes through filtration or sewers, you know, things like that they're supposed to filter out. It ends up in the water system. So whatever you use down the drain, it'll end up in the water in your aquatics.
And so don't do it, people.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Thank you, Karen. And everybody can go to Dr. Karen S. Lee. com to find out more, but we'll have a post to go with this wonderful podcast. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Meg.
Find out more about this Green Divas at Home segment and lots of other great low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green at thegreendivas.com. That's THE greendivas.com.